Welcome to Saluki Rewind, where we rewind the latest interviews and conversations with members of Saluki Athletics. Last week, first-year Saluki baseball coach Lance Rhodes held his preseason presser. Let's take a listen to his opening statement.
Well, first of all, it's good to be up here because that means our season's right around the corner. And, just extremely excited to get going with the group of guys. And it's just been an awesome group to coach up to this point. The energy, the effort that they bring every single day is everything that this coaching staff could have asked for. And it's a very unique team to where we have 21 of our 30 guys on our roster are juniors or seniors. So just a very mature roster with the work ethic that they bring every single day is exactly what you would expect out of a very mature team. And we've been at it since January 13th. And the one fortunate thing that we've had this year is we've been outside every single day. Literally every single day we've had the weather to get outside. And, I know a lot of years, being in the Midwest, you kind of cross your fingers going into opening weekend to play, hoping that, you're ready to catch the fly balls that you haven't got an opportunity to do inside an indoor facility, or, are the pitchers going to be able to throw strikes when we get out on an open field and all those things. But all of our inner squads, all of our live ABs, all of our batting practice settings, everything's been outside. So this is the most that I've ever been outside as a coach going into an opening weekend. So, I actually talked to our coaching staff the other day, and, we almost wish we were going to open up this weekend because we feel like we've just been outside so much that our guys are ready to go compete against another opponent. But it's been a great preseason as far as we've gotten to this point and we've stayed healthy. We've had great competition for many spots on the field that are still wide open. We probably have five spots in the lineup that guys are competing for right now to go in the opening day lineup with their name on the card. And then we've set up the pitching to where We've given six guys an opportunity to fill in the five potential starting opportunities that we have, and then some of those guys to fill into the bullpen roles of everything. But it's just been a very competitive fall, our preseason, and the guys have gotten after it every day, and we're just ready to face somebody with a different color uniform here in the near future. But we've got a couple days here this week to continue getting after it, but we're just excited.
Rhodes was brought on as the new head coach in late June last year, so a lot of the roster isn't his. He made sure to start building a relationship with everyone on the team, including those that had been recruited by the old staff.
Yeah, everybody at this point, or at that point when I was hired, had signed an NOI, and it was just me reaching out to those guys and making them feel welcomed and, knowing that I wanted them to be a part of the program. And it was just getting to know them at that point, just building the relationships and just making them feel like, I was the one that recruited them from the very beginning.
Skip was able to bring in a pair of his own recruits, though.
So we brought in two players late in the summer, a shortstop, Nick Neville. He's a transfer from University of South Carolina. And Bennett Shoptaw, another transfer from the University of Tennessee. And just with the new transfer rules, allowing some kids to get exempt from the sitting out a year, helped us out with that situation there. Just be able to add those two guys, which are two huge additions for us, to add a right-handed arm that's going to give us a lot of innings. And Nick's going to be our everyday shortstop going into the season.
What new player on the roster excites Rhodes the most? It's a local kid.
Yeah, I think a big name in this area, Mitchell Jackson, and he's a kid that, when I got the job, just knowing that he was a draft pick, obviously, that perks your ears and, want to know what this kid's all about. From the time that he's got here to where he's at now has been, like a 180 change. The work that he's put in the weight room, he's added a ton of strength. He's a guy that when I look at him right now, by the time he gets in the middle of his freshman year, at the end of his freshman year and going into his sophomore year, he should be on track to be one of the better pitchers that comes through this program. He's got the ability to be that good. And I expect a lot out of him as a freshman. And he's going to play a major role right from opening weekend on.
The team's pitching has been a focal point in past years and will continue to be. Brad Harrison will be the one fans will want to see back on the bump, but he's not the only one on the staff.
Yeah, Brad's been good. Brad was off to a slower start this fall because he was coming back from some arm injuries that he battled through last year. So we've taken the progression slow with Brad. But he's on pace to hit the 90-pitch mark this weekend in an inter squad. So he's felt as good as he's felt in a really long time. He's got a chance to be one of those weekend guys. You know, we got guys like Mason Heiser, Blake Begner, Matt Steidel, Dylan Gibbons, and Kyle Back. Those are the guys that are all kind of fighting for the starting roles at this point.
Coach, on the qualities he looks for in his starting pitchers.
Well, the biggest thing is we have to have strike throwers at the top of the rotation there that's going to go out there and log, for the most part, the most innings on our entire staff. And, hopefully we can have guys that are able to throw multiple pitches for strikes and be able to go out there and repeat it for, extended a period of time, 4 or 5 innings. The one thing that we've been able to do this preseason when you map it out back in December before they go home for Christmas break, you just never know what the weather's going to be like when you get back. And you're hopeful to get the guys to a pitch count where they can go out on opening day and throw you 5, 6, 7 innings.
And, of course, there's been an off-season program for the pitchers. How did that go?
Well, our goal going into opening weekend was to get our potential 6 starters up to 90 pitches, which this week we'll hit the 90-pitch mark this week. So the intensity in an inter squad never matches the intensity in the game when it's actually meaning something. So, if we can get them to 90 pitches here this week in an inter squad, hopefully they'll be able to go out there and give us 75, 80 really good quality pitches when the game actually matters next weekend.
Maybe the team's most dangerous weapon, though, is what Saluki baseball has been known for so long. It's their speed.
When you look at the entire team, the one thing that we possess offensively is just the speed of the game. We can play the game at an extremely fast pace. And we'll be able to, cause a lot of havoc on the bases. The biggest thing that, we had to make adjustments from last year is, we could really run and cause those issues on the bases, but we have to be able to hit our way on the base at a higher level than we did in the past. And so we've kind of revamped the hitting approach. It's taken a long time. We've scrapped it from the very beginning in the fall and started from ground zero and just continue to build through today. But, when you look at our lineup, when we put the guys out there, again, they're going to be very mature hitters who are going into a lot of them their third, fourth, even redshirt senior years where they've had a lot of college at-bats under their belt. They're not going to get intimidated by the pressure of the game. And just being able to slow the moment down. But, I really think that we're going to have an opportunity to surprise some people offensively with the gains that we've made. But, our guys are just super athletic and extremely fast. We'll cause a lot of headaches when we get on the bases.
To use that speed, the team needs to get better at the plate.
We've concentrated our efforts on actually standing in the box and working on our approach and the swing and swing development. That way we can hit at a higher clip. Because when we get into conference and we play some really good teams in non-conference, we're going to have to hit our way on the first base. We're not going to be able to sit there and draw as many walks because the pitchers are going to challenge us. So the biggest thing for us right now is just being able to, hammer home an approach offensively, a sound approach that we can take into every single opponent. And it's going to adapt with the pitchers that we're facing every single day. But we have to be a better offensive club swinging the bat this year if we want to, achieve the things offensively that we hope to do.
So get better at getting base hits or get on base any way possible.
Just get on base any way possible. That's the way you score runs. You got to be on base to score runs. And, it's just an aggressive mentality, but within that aggressive mentality, we have the discipline of knowing what we can handle in the strike zone and, being disciplined enough to not expand the strike zone. But, when they do come in there, you know, we're not going to be timid with it. We're going to, you know, let the opposing team know that if they throw it over the white, that we're ready to swing the bat. And, you know, we're not going to be afraid to, you know, hit doubles and home runs. Those are all great things. But, again, you know, when we don't hit that double, when we don't hit that home run, you know, when a guy is standing on first base, for the most part, you know, three-quarters of our lineup, when they're standing on first base, potentially can turn that into a double or triple with the speed that they possess to steal a bag. So it's, again, that's going to cause a lot of headaches for the opposing team. Just, again, a lot of it has to do with just them having the game plan for that. Now, we might not steal a bag the entire game, but it's going to be in the thought of their head. So it's going to be, hopefully we're going to be an offense that's dynamic enough to where it just causes problems for the opponents whenever they enter on the mound, knowing what we can do on the bases.
The Salukis open their season at Jackson State in Mississippi this weekend when they play a four-game set with a doubleheader scheduled on Saturday. This is the first season for Lance Rhodes as a head coach at the collegiate level. We talked about Brad Harrison today, but he won't be the opening day starter for SIU. That will be senior righty Mason Heiser. And don't forget, exciting baseball coming to Itchy Jones Stadium this year. No matter how the Salukis perform, the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament will be held in Carbondale this year for the first time in 34 years, so make sure to get out to the ballpark a few times this year and then go check out the Valley Tournament in mid-May. I am Matt Varney. Thanks for listening to another edition of Saluki Rewind.